More than 1,600 students attended a road safety event in County Mayo today as the number of people killed on the roads continues to rise. Our reporter Josh Crosby was there and is there in Mayo and on the line now. Josh, what was the aim of this event?
Well, Kieran, today is all about getting the message of road safety out there, and the organisers and speakers did just that. So it's the AXA Road Safe Roadshow here at the TF Royal Theatre in Castlebar. And the idea is to tell the story of what can happen to a driver when they don't take the full precautions. And the way it's done, it's very engaging and relatable for this age group of transition year students. Many of them will be doing their theory tests, getting their L plates and wanting to get behind the wheel of a car. There were frontline workers from the emergency services such as Gardaí, fire officers, paramedics and ED consultant, all here to talk about the grim reality of what they come across. But what I always find really hits home, and you could see it and feel it among the audience, was the victims' stories and the victims' families who came on stage to highlight the lasting effect losing a loved one can have. Let's take a listen now to two of those who spoke so honestly. First up is Galway man Steve O'Timothy, who many will know from his comedy, but today certainly wasn't about comedy. Steve was the driver of a bike back in 2005, and he was in an accident with his friend John on the back of the bike, and sadly, John died. But Steve has gone on now to speak at events like this to warn people of the dangers of drink driving. We'll also hear from Leo Leggio from the Irish Road Victims Association, who lost his daughter Marcia 18 years ago in a hit and run in Dublin. I started off by asking Steve what life is like today.
Grand. I can't complain. Like, obviously, I use the wheelchair. I use two crutches. I can walk short distances. But, yeah, I tend to use the wheelchair a good bit. So I'd be only cutting myself at the end of the day if I didn't talk about it and talk about my past. And I've always said that I would be very vocal about it. And if it brings on hate and brings on threats and stuff, well, so be it. It's about changing the... If you can change the actions of one person, then you've won. My job is done.
Well, bring on threats, well, because of your actions, because of drink driving?
Yeah, people that, you know, say I should be in jail or I should, it'd be better if you killed yourself. And that. Like, I get that. And, like, I do understand the anger. Like, people say that they won't forgive me and stuff, and I find that really odd because the only person's forgiveness that I gave a damn about was the family of John, and they have forgiven me and they don't blame me. So I could sit at home drinking or I could be out mourning people. So here I am.
So for anyone listening now, maybe they're driving home from work, what's the one message you'd like to get out there?
Jesus, be careful or you might end up in a wheelchair for life, and you don't want that, trust me.
People see the numbers and they hear the facts and the figures, but they're not hearing the stories, and the stories need to get out there. And they, first responders have their stories as well, and they just don't come across an accident, a scene like that there, and go home and forget about it. It runs through their heads as much as can be as well, but it should be actually more than just the children hearing these stories. The solutions to me are easy, but the politicians don't want to make it easy. And
do you want stricter enforcement? Or
I want stricter. I want more enforcement. I want more yellow jackets on the streets. I want tougher penalties as a proper deterrent, because there's no proper deterrent out there. Like, people that are being banned from driving are still getting into their cars and driving. They're going into court and not even handing their licences back. So there's so many things that are good. And the technology is out there as well, for God's sake.
And when you hear of someone dying on the roads, or when you see an act of dangerous driving, it must frustrate you, or is it that you want to talk to that driver?
It does make me angry. I actually stopped the driver while he was turning right at the lights, and he was on his mobile phone. I just beeped the horn on and said, get off your phone. Compliance isn't there. They're just not listening. They just don't care. They think they're not going to get caught. I mean, they do get caught, they get that slap on the wrist.
That's Leo Leo. We've spoken on this show and it's good to hear from him again. And before Leo, Steve-O, who acknowledges his own responsibility in that accident. So I'd like to talk to him and maybe in more detail about it. We know the past few months, Josh, have been shocking in terms of the number of accidents. What are the Gardaí saying about it?
Yes, Kieran. So up until today, the number of people who had died on the roads this year was 61. While this event was actually ongoing, I got a push notification to say a young man had been killed in a crash in Cork this morning. So 62 lives have been lost on Irish roads already. It's day after day, Kieran. We hear tragic accidents happening. Here in Mayo alone, 8 people have died on the road since the start of the year. Last year, there were a total of 12, which is, of course, is still far, far too many. When it comes to the factors leading to this spike, the Gardaí don't pinpoint it down to any one reason. We know the big ones are speeding, drink and drug driving and phone use. But something we're hearing more of it is that the lack of enforcement can, I suppose, in one way, give people confidence to take risks. And an analysis carried out by the Irish Daily Mail has found that since 2009, the number of Gardaí dedicated to road policing has declined from 1,046 to 647 this year. And that's with hundreds of thousands more cars on the roads. I met with Inspector David Tiernan, who's over the Mayo Roads Policing Unit. He's been with An Garda Síochána Conor for 26 years, so he's come across many, many tragic collisions. Inspector Tiernan says there's a multitude of reasons for this spike in road deaths.
There's a number of factors that's causing that, and there's not one particular factor. Speed is definitely the biggest factor that's causing all this, but we also have people using their mobile phone, people not wearing their seatbelts, and drink and drug driving is prevalent.
Speeding has been around for a long time, but the phone use, like, do you want to see stronger technology there to detect this, or how do you combat it?
Yes, and I know that all phone companies and vehicle companies are working on technology all the time, and we are seeing advancements in that, but we still see the people on the phones. The detections are there that show that people still pick up the phone or hold the phone in their hands. It's not just about ringing, making calls on the phone. It's about the text messages as well. And that's what we're seeing a big spike in.
Is there a correlation to the increase in road deaths to the drop in Gardaí covering roads policing?
I know it's very topical at the moment with the numbers in the Gardaí and the numbers in the roads policing. And I will, from Muir Roscommon Longford's point of view, I will never say no to more people on our units. But we have a very strong unit here in Mayo, so we do, and a very active unit, and the detections show that they're very active. But I will never say no to more vehicles or more Gardaí, and hopefully we will get those numbers to fill the roads policing unit.
How do you get the message across? What do you want to hit home today?
With the likes of this show, with 1,600 children here today, TY students, they have to leave this show with a message in their heads, going home to their parents and their families, but older brothers and sisters. These people are getting their learner permits, they're doing their driver theory tests, and if they're not affected by today, there's something wrong.
So that was Garda Inspector David Tiernan. Josh, what about the impact these accidents have on those who attend the scene?
Yeah, so this is something I wanted to talk to the paramedics and fire officers about, because they gave a very good demonstration outside the theatre after the event, where they showed the cutting of the car with the hydraulic equipment and how they would access someone who might be trapped. And I think this was an eye-opener for the students. I know it's only a demonstration, but just to see what could be the possible outcome if things don't go right. Now, I don't know about you, Karen, but I've been in a passenger in two bad crashes, and thankfully no one died, but they were serious, and it's traumatic. You don't really know where you are, what's after happening. There's dust, smells, a sense of panic. It's horrible. But I've only had to go through this twice, and hopefully never again. Whereas the frontline workers are attending these scenes on a daily basis in some cases, so it must take its toll for some. I met with Aileen O'Connell, who's the Senior Assistant Chief Fire Officer here in Mayo. Aileen says there's training and supports available, but in rural Ireland, it's very likely there'll be a personal connection between some of the victims and crew.
It's very, very difficult, and we've had, you know, a lot of difficulty recently. This year, like, it's been very, very harsh, with 8 fatalities in the first quarter, of the year. Claremorris has been particularly hit, the area. We have critical incident stress management courses for our crews to try and deal, to help with debriefing. They're all from the local area. It could be their own children or their children's friends or their nieces or nephews who are involved in it, you know, like the guards and the ambulance service. They're all living, working in the area, and it is very, very difficult for them. Very difficult for them, first because they don't know what they're attending, and then when they get the news that it's an RTC, it is usually horrific.
You know, when we're having such an increase at the moment, it's only natural that multiple families could know multiple victims.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it has a huge impact afterwards. And it's a huge impact on crews when they come back as well, because it's actually nearly easier for crews if they've got a job, because they've got trained, they've been trained to perform functions. So when they can do tasks like this and they can assist people, if they can see that they can, you know, achieve something and it's for, you know, for the good of people, and that you can get them successfully to an ambulance and off to hospital and know that there's a good chance for them to survive. The harder ones and the more impactful ones, I think, are the ones where there is no sign of life in the beginning, and that's very, very difficult for them to deal with.
Yeah, Senior Assistant Chief Fire Officer Aileen O'Connell there in Mayo. I haven't said this on air. I was in that situation not too long ago, and I don't want to say where, because I don't want people to know who it was or what accident it relates to, but I was the first person on the scene, and, you know, like that, checking for a pulse and finding none. And at that situation that Aileen describes, there being no sign of life, and I haven't talked about it before, because it was awful. It was an awful experience, and I can't imagine what it was like for that woman's family. who got a phone call later that day. But for people like Aileen who turn up and deal with it day in, day out, you're right to highlight what they deal with. Josh, what about the students who are there today?
Okay, so look, as I said at the start, this age group of transition year is the ideal age for an event like this, as many of them are about to start taking to the roads. If they're not already, you can be sure they're going for spins with their older friends or siblings. And I must say, the way this event was produced, it was ideal for teenagers to have it in a theatre setting. It really worked rather than just wheeling a TV into a classroom. I don't know if they still do that. We've probably advanced to projectors now, I'm sure. But it really worked with the surround sound and telling the story of a young man getting his license. And look, the proof is in the pudding from the students themselves. I got chatting with two 16-year-olds from St. Murdoch's College in Ballina, Neil and Billy. The guys say they will pay more attention to road safety after what they heard today. But I started off by asking them, do they plan on driving soon?
Yeah, I'm planning on doing my theory test soon. We've been studying in school, so looking forward to it, yep.
Why are you eager to get on the road?
Just more opportunities, you know, the freedom, being able to do what I want.
Do you want to get driving soon?
Yeah, definitely. I applied for my theory test, and like it'll be handy now for my parents, save them giving me lifts everywhere if I have the car. Yeah.
And looking at today's event now, what did you take away from it, or what kind of struck you the most?
Just the horror stories, like, that they told us today. Scared you straight, you know. You wouldn't really hear about it, but when you hear it there, it scares you.
Have you been in cars now already where you've seen something today now where it was like, God, maybe we pushed it a bit too much that time? Or
yeah, you'd be like, I don't know, you wouldn't think it at the time, but looking back, like, you'd realise how dangerous it feels being.
That's it, yeah. You kind of realise today how fast people do be driving on the roads, especially young people. Like, yeah. There's a lot of reckless driving that you wouldn't even really think about. Like, you'd just be doing it.
In the moment, you go along with it and jump in the back of the car. And
yeah, you don't think it's going to happen to you, but like, yeah, thinking about it now, like, it could happen to anyone.
And how do you think we do make the roads safer?
Well, I think these talks are helpful, like, and maybe more restrictions on who can drive and the testing and all that. I don't know, young people especially, they seem to be causing a lot of accidents on the road.
So as someone who's applying for your theory, you'd actually be supporting making the tests even tougher?
Yeah, they were saying like it's 17 to 24-year-old males who are causing most of the problems, so you have to kind of look at them, give them more restrictions and all that.
And do you think now if you got into a car over the weekend and someone was doing a bit of messing, or do you think after today's event you might say, here, there can be a potentially deadly outcome out of this?
Oh, definitely, yeah, you'd be more wary kind of getting into a car now with a young person after that, like, because like if they're driving reckless, you'd be nervous enough now.
It'll be in the back of your mind now.
Josh Crosby at the Acts of Road Safe Road Show in Castlebar, County Mayo. Josh, thank you very much for that.